Hey everybody, Mega Boss Dad here. Please enjoy this previously unreleased podcast episode, which aired live on YouTube. We are currently enjoying a much needed break, but be sure to join us live on YouTube for our 1 year anniversary episode. The new date for that episode will be Saturday, May 1st. Just search for Mega Boss Dad and you will find us. Please subscribe and hit that bell for post notifications. Also, don't forget to share our podcast with friends and family. Just remember that our show is for adults ages 18 plus only. You can find our show on all your favorite listening platforms. As always, please feel free to send me an email with fun stories, questions, or comments at megabossdad@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day, stay safe, and make good choices.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
I couldn't find the fucking thing. What the hell?
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. How you doing tonight? Sure.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
It is a great evening here.
It is a great evening. Evening. Good evening. So here we are. Another wonderful Saturday night. Saturday night's all right. So.
Excited.
I know, me too. I am duly pumped to the point where my erection is extremely, extremely noticeable.
Dude, I got a full inch. I'm happy.
Yeah, dude, with this weather, I got a couple inches.
Third
of an inch?
Yeah, that's what I usually have. But tonight, I'm so excited. I have a full inch.
You are erectified, my friend.
Hell yes. I am the most erectifying man in sports entertainment.
What? Fuck yeah. All right, so are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So, what the fuck are we drinking tonight?
All right, so tonight we actually have a listener who has generously went out and bought us two beers.
Yep, two beers.
For us to try on our podcast. We were given directions. It was actually our friend Guthrie who has his movie, The Graveyard Gang.
Yep, The Graveyard Gang, which, by the way, is on Amazon Prime now. So feel free to rent it. It's actually free if you have Prime.
I mean, I was going to say that, but thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
No, you go ahead. It's all right. No. You might say it better than I did.
Go and watch his free movie, The Graveyard Gang.
Yeah.
Free if you have Amazon Prime.
That's right. If it's not, you can rent it or buy it, right?
Yes. Yes, you can.
It's $12 or something to buy it.
I don't even think it's $12. I think it's $7.
$7? I don't know.
So, this beer comes to us from River Styx Brewing, yeah, right out of Pittsburgh, Mass. It is called
Thanatos?
Thanatos, God of Death.
God of Death. God of Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The God of... Whoa.
Yes. So go ahead and read it.
The God of Death. He is an imperial stout with savory flavors of rich peanut butter cups and chocolate peanut butter pieces. So in other words, this is a Reese's Pieces stout.
Fucking stout.
These have been in my fridge.
This is actually an imperial stout.
An imperial stout.
Yep.
And this has been in my fridge for like 3 days, 3 or 4 days right now.
Yeah.
And it's been tough to not drink this.
Did you read the back of this?
Yeah.
The God of Death part, you just read it?
I just read that.
Oh. Okay.
You were too busy playing with the knobs.
I was giving myself a knobber. Wait, what?
Congratulations. So we made a deal. We were going to open these and take our first sip live.
Fucking right. This is...
It is 12% alcohol.
Shit. Dude, this will make my panties drop.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Ooh, that smells nice.
Little cheersies.
Cheers. We didn't even do that. We didn't do it on camera here. Wait. Go that way. Wait. I can't reach.
We tried.
Can you reach this?
You reach it.
Oh. Cheers. We got it.
All right, here we go.
All right, bottoms up.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
That is good. That is good.
I'm not going to lie. I think I'm having some premature drippage in my pants at the moment.
I finish on the first sip.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
That is really good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
At 12%, that shit is dangerous.
Next time, tell them to get us like 4 or 5 each.
I'll have to take a trip to Fitchburg, Mass. Yeah. And get them myself.
I'll have to get a couple. I'm assuming they come in 4-packs. So
I think so.
We'll have to get a couple 4-packs of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is absolutely...
That is freaking delicious.
Yeah, it is. How the fuck is that?
Huh?
I don't know. I just saw your camera bounce and I thought... No, I don't know. Maybe it's just your boobies.
What's shaking, bacon?
What's shaking, bacon? What's crack-a-lacking?
Everything shakes on me when I run.
I mean, yeah.
That's why I don't run.
That's why, yeah. But none of us fucking run. So... It's been a week this week.
Oh, I'm glad it's over.
Me too.
I am glad it's over.
Me too. It was like a very long, hard week.
Long and hard, yep.
Long and hard. And it was just exhausting. I don't know.
It was.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think there's anything good news this week going on.
I mean, we had something sent in from our number one fan out there.
Huh?
Huh?
We did? Oh, yes. Yeah. I forgot about that. So you go ahead.
We got a Florida couple. Shocker. Florida.
Florida, yeah.
This was sent in from Trevor.
What is it about Florida? Like, I really want to know.
What love is?
What love is, I want you to show me. No? No? All right, fine. I won't show you. So.
You all right?
Yep, I'm good. But no, seriously, what is it about Florida? Like, do people just go fucking, like, crazy in Florida? Like, they just do stupid shit because they're in fucking Florida or something?
Friggin' old age, man.
Yeah.
It's the old age.
It must be. Because I do not get it one bit. I don't understand what is so fucked up about Florida that like people just do stupid shit there.
Yeah.
Is
I don't
it the
get
sun?
It.
You know?
I don't get it.
It's not like it's Vermont. Yeah, where people are fucking cousins and stuff.
You're not wrong.
Oh, you never sent me that sound clip.
Oh, I never did. You're right.
No. Damn it.
Here. What are you doing, step bro?
Damn it. Oh, I need that sound clip. I gotta get that. I have to get that sound clip.
So we had a...
news article sent in to us from Trevor. It is Florida couple caught with stolen lamb in pants and seafood in a purse. Stealing from Costco. I can't read the rest of it because every time I click on read more, it tells me to download the app.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. So, wait. They stole lamb in their pants.
And then seafood in their purse.
Shouldn't she have put
the seafood in her pants?
Seafood in her pants?
Blend in, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, like, man, are you smuggling seafood up your skirt? She's like, no.
I just haven't washed in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It makes sense, right?
It does. But again, Florida.
That is true.
We love you in Florida.
That is very true. We love Florida, almost. Almost. So.
Almost.
Ready?
What are you doing, step bro?
Snap.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
Stuck in the washer.
What are you doing, step bro?
Can you help me get out the washer? Yeah, let me put my penis on you.
Oh, my God. I literally just found the diet we need to take.
Uh-oh.
So, Ohio man forgoes food for 46-day Lent.
The fuck's a Lent?
Lent is, it's like, I'm Catholic, so we celebrate Lent. It's part of the year. It's 46 days. It goes up until Easter.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not an active Catholic anymore. I forget, okay? But it's a point of the year for Catholics, and you're supposed to give up like something you love the most. Remember 40 Days and 40 Nights? You ever see that movie?
Yes, he gave up
all things sex-related.
Yep.
Including masturbation.
You want us to give up?
So for this guy, for Lent, this Ohio guy. So see, this is the difference between Florida and Ohio, right? So for this Ohio man, for Lent, gave up food. For 46 days and went on a beer diet. Yeah, beer only. So an Ohio man is making the Christian tradition of Lent by giving up solid foods for 46 days and giving him the majority of his substance from beer. Del Hall of Cincinnati said his Lent diet includes only beer, water, black coffee, and herbal tea. And as of Friday morning weigh-in, day three of his diet, he was down 5.8 pounds.
No shit.
Yeah.
So you mean I got to stop eating and just drink beer?
Yeah. And he said he only had 3 to 5 beers a day. Well, okay. Well,
if we're going through a whole day, I'm going to have more than 3 or 5.
Wait, does that mean if you drink more beers, you lose more weight?
I have no idea.
It's a valid question.
It is. I mean, since I've come over here, we've had 5 beers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think.
Yes, we have. So he said, you don't eat the same thing every day, so I'm definitely not going to drink the same thing every day. He says, if you eat your standard diet, it gets boring. So he successfully completed the Lent beer diet in 2009 and 2020. Each time noticing health benefits of the experience, he said he lost 40 to 50 pounds both years and noticed that his blood pressure and cholesterol improved. Like, doesn't that sound like it's something we should try?
I'm down. I don't know if I can give up food, though.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
Especially now that we got the smoker working again.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, that was amazing. He said the human body is an amazing thing. We're used to going through as hunter-gatherers feast and famine, and the problem is that we don't go through famine anymore. So Hall's raised money through crowdfunding initiatives dubbed Sergeant Dell Virtual Tip Jar. He said the money will go towards local bars and restaurants that suffer losses due to COVID-19 pandemic.
I can respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was doing it for a good cause, but it's kind of funny, like, lost 40 to 50 pounds on just drinking beer. You know? It's worth a shot.
What? You want to do a shot?
Yeah. Should we do it? Can we order that bottle of liquor?
Oh, I'm sure that'll come right up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Absolutely. So another interesting story. A South Korean hotel apologizes for sauna windows, for sauna being visible through windows. A luxury hotel in South Korea is apologizing after guests discovered that an issue with mirrored windows allowed outside observers to see inside the women's sauna area. Yeah, that was a mistake, I'm sure.
I mean, they're going into a sauna. They should know what people are going to be seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does it matter?
They're going to be seeing some sweaty snatch.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So apparently there was a malfunction with the blinds that were supposed to automatically close at dusk. They didn't automatically close. It's like, seriously? You know? Trevor says, you can fucking say that again. I'm telling you right now, I could not pull a 40 Days and 40 Nights movie. Me neither.
No.
There's no way.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Like, the thing is, I'm married, so I mean, I've gone 40 days without sex before. Is she right outside there in the hallway?
No.
Okay, good. Fuck you. So being married, like, there's been times before, you know, where my wife's just not happy with me and I've gone 40 days without sex.
Sounds about right.
But to not be able to, like,
touch yourself?
Yeah. I mean, is there someone there?
No.
Okay, just checking. You looked over to the side. I'm like,
I swear I heard something.
It's either the wife or the kids, and this can't be good either way. But to go 40 days and 40 nights without even jerking off, like, there's no fucking way.
There was someone there, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Which one? The youngest, the oldest, or the wife?
Wife.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She just peeked around the corner.
Oh, God. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I love my wife. I love my wife. You're such a dick.
I didn't know.
Dude, you didn't know, but my wife suddenly just appeared around the corner.
She did.
Right as I was saying, to go without jerking off.
She did.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to need that couch here. It's a pullout, right? The couch?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd really put my apartment in that jeopardy.
Yeah, you would.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you would. Not only would I go 40 days and 40 nights of jerking off, I would do it in their pull-out bed.
And you wonder why I don't give you a spare key.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I legitimately couldn't go 40 days and 40 nights without anything.
No, especially me. I'm a single guy. I rely on my hand.
Absolutely. Dude, your hand never lets you down. You know?
Sometimes it does.
Really? You've actually had times you're like, man, that just did not feel good. Really? How does your hand let you down?
It's dry.
I thought you would like that. It's like friction.
Ouch.
Feel the burn.
I did earlier.
Trevor says she was waiting, hiding. I really think she was. You know? I really think that Trevor says any couch that he sleeps on is a pull-out couch. That means he's pulling out on that couch. You know, if you get right between those cushions, never mind. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
As long as there's, like, plastic or something in between them so you're not burning your wiener.
I mean, feel the burn.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, feel the burn.
If I want to feel the burn, I'll go pee. Wait, what?
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 What? And it happens, you know, hook up with a burner and, you know.
Whoa.
What?
Stuck my wiener in a heater.
You did?
Nope.
So in Ontario, a man broke the Guinness record for opening cans with mouth.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But not with any teeth.
Huh?
Teeth are no good when you're using your mouth. When he used his jaws, he bit open 24 full beverage cans in 1 minute. So, it was cans. How come when I saw opening cans with mouth, I automatically thought beer? That's kind of fucked up.
It's because we're drinkers.
So he used his jaw, right? He used his powerful jaws to rip the tops off of cans, causing soda to spray over him and the surrounding area. All right, now that, all right, I get that being soda then. You don't want to waste beer like that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's just...
not at all.
Nope. Hell no. So, hey, there's a floating house in Massachusetts that's for sale for $275,000.
Oh, get right on that.
It's literally a house on a boat, but it's not a houseboat.
I'll have to pass on that because I feel like I'd get seasick.
Yeah, can you imagine getting shit-faced and then trying to go to, like, piss overboard?
Dude, we would jump off.
Yeah.
You would come over and, like, we'd be like, woo!
Fuck
let's
yeah.
Jump off this bitch.
Or he gets a stumbling when you're friggin' shit-faced. You'll go, woo! Go yep. for a swim, you know?
Yep.
That would totally happen.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor says he used to put his fifi,
his fifi
in between the cushions.
His fifi?
Fifi is a pocket pussy. Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, my wife said I can get one of them. She actually told me that she was thinking about getting me one for Christmas.
Nice. Why didn't she?
Because she thought I wouldn't like it. Seriously?
She could have got me one for Christmas. It would have been weird. But
yeah, that would have been a little weird if my wife bought you a pocket pussy for Christmas. I like the one that are like, it looks like the whole booty and everything on the bed. And
yes.
You have both holes. Anyways.
Yes. I agree.
but she actually told me that during Christmas, she thought about getting me one of them for Christmas, like a fleshlight, and then decided against it because.
I'm your fleshlight. You're getting me through the night.
At least 30 seconds of it.
Yep. But then she thought I was going to get pissed off. That's why she didn't get it. Meanwhile, I bought her a box of fucking sex toys for herself. Is there someone else there now?
No, this time there really isn't.
Trevor says you end up like Natalie Woods. What the fuck, Natalie Woods? What'd she do?
What is Natalie Woods?
Isn't she a singer? Natalie Woods or an actress? I don't remember.
I have no idea.
I'm going to have to look up who this Natalie Woods is. I know she sounds very familiar.
Got wood?
Oh, it depends. Let's see if we have one when we look at her. She's older.
Yeah, she is. Oh, she dead?
She's got to be.
At 43?
She was... No, she died. She was born in 1938 and died in 81. Hmm? So yeah, 43. Now she was drowned. Shit.
Oh, so he's going off of the houseboat.
Oh, okay. Okay, it sometimes takes us a second to. Like, follow what's going on here.
Yeah.
But, anything else? Anything else? Oh, we cooked on the smoker.
For the first time in weeks.
Yeah. He says, one of my favorite videos is when girl replaces those pockets.
With themselves?
With herself covered in blankets. I mean, come on. How can you not tell there's a person there?
Right.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you're right. You know, I've seen... Heard about those? Heard about those videos? I just
yep, I've seen them.
Yeah,
I heard of them.
Yeah, we've heard of them. Never seen them.
Yeah, we're not disgusting. Mm-mm. We're not perverts.
Absolutely not. That is definitely not something that is like part of our viewing.
Yeah, that's against our religion.
It is. It really is.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, stepbro?
I just don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. Never heard that before in my life. So, although we remember we said that in front of my wife, and
she had no idea.
She had no idea, and she's like, What are you guys talking about? Like, you've never heard that line before? It's like, no. We're like,
it's the difference between guys and girls.
Yeah, we're like, it's one of the most famous lines in like porn.
Yeah.
And she looks at us like we're crazy. You know, and I'm like, I've never seen those videos. She's like, that's disgusting. I'm like, I've never seen them in my life.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the living room just like, I have. I'm single. I've watched them all day.
I've never seen that before, but I'm, you know, got to do some laundry.
That or
stuck under the bed, stuck in the
couch.
Yeah, in the couch, you know, in the garbage disposal.
Under the freaking coffee table.
Yep. Meanwhile, there's this much friggin' space and they're like this big, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. Nice yeah. Talk. Yeah. Like, come on, really?
Oh, someone was.
Someone just came around the corner?
No.
Oh. It's like when you think you can convince someone that the bathroom is a beach. That is true.
Oh, yeah. When the stepmother, well, I'm the lifeguard for this beach. Beach? This is a bathtub.
Oh, shit. It's good stuff.
Or the other one where the step. Where the stepmother is.
I don't like this.
We are paranoid tonight.
I know. The fuck is in this beer? She's making us paranoid.
She says something about, oh, I bet it runs in your family genes or whatever. And he goes, the son goes, oh, it runs in the genes. She goes, speaking of genes, I'd like to get into your genes.
No shit.
The guy goes, these are shorts.
Oh, good God. You gotta love it, though, you know? Like,
it's like the acting in it is just so bad.
Porn literally has the worst acting.
Oh, absolutely.
It really does.
They're the best videos, but they're the worst acting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, although the movie Girl Next Door was a fantastic movie. I have not seen that in a while. That was the first movie where I ever saw... What's her name?
What's her face from The Ranch?
Yeah. And the thing was, the whole time I was watching The Ranch, I just pictured her in The Girl Next Door. Like, to me, it was tainted because...
Taint.
But, you know, but, like, that movie was such a great movie, though. Uh-huh. The Girl Next Door, when she shows up at the front door and she's soaking wet, she's like...
Oh, my God.
I'm all wet. Do you guys have a towel? And they're like, And not to mention the fact that that dude's name is Klitz. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
But yeah, it's just.
Meanwhile, I would be standing there, and be like, "What's a towel?"
Right. I love that movie. The scene where he jumps off of the fucking balcony where that big black dude's chasing him. He's like, "Oh shit!" Yes. And he lands face down in the titty cake. Yeah. It's just, it's such a, yes. I still don't know how to say her name. Is it Alicia or Elisha Cuthbert?
Or Alicia.
Alicia. Is it Alicia?
I don't know.
That sounds about right. Alicia.
I don't know.
It's spelt all fucked up, though.
Yep. Remember how last night we were playing Fortnite, and yep. I combined The Ranch with The Ringer?
When the fuck do we get ice cream? Yep.
I just want everybody to imagine Sam Elliott from The Ranch saying, "When the fuck do we get ice cream?" Oh, yep. It would be perfect.
It would be. It would be. That I got to find that sound clip. Hold on.
It's like I can hear. It's weird because I can hear Sam Elliott saying it.
It's such a great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's so good.
Team stopped off for ice cream. When the fuck did we get ice cream?
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
I love it. Let's do that one more.
Stopped off for ice cream. When the fuck did we get ice cream?
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Now just imagine that, but in Sam Elliott voice.
Yeah, so.
Sam Elliott voice.
We gotta do the Sam Elliott. What the fuck is on your feet?
Tom Brady wears them. Tom Brady gets a lawyer with a lot of shit.
He does. Oh my God, that's one of the best.
Show me the dip on an almond.
That is one of the best things.
Dude, The Ranch is one of the best shows Netflix has ever come up with.
Like I said, we're real sorry. I mean, we've just been working so hard.
You know what? I probably shouldn't play that because you know we're going to get flagged for it.
Yeah.
So, But it's just Sam Elliott has such a great voice. Yep. You know, he really does.
Yep.
And second pronunciation, he says.
Huh?
All right. So Alicia, is that right, Trevor? Alicia?
Send me in a voice message.
Or is it Elisha? You're not answering quick enough.
Well, we're also delayed.
Oh, yeah.
On their end.
Yeah, so send us a voice message on how to say it, because I am really curious how to say it. So, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm really curious how to say it.
Here we go.
Alicia.
Alicia.
Delicia.
Delicioso. Did you get in trouble?
Oh,
he got in trouble.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. She went to bed. We probably shouldn't do this late. Because apparently she goes to bed and she goes, open the door when you go to bed. I'm getting pissed off listening to you guys and I can't drown it out. So I'm closing the door. So I was like, so I sent her a text message. Why are you getting pissed?
I think go.
I know, right? Yep. So about that pull-out couch you have, there's a reason why she actually never listens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, well, I'm fucked tonight.
Oof, oof, oof.
Looks like this is my best friend tonight. You know what she's not touching?
These nuts?
Definitely not. So...
All right, nobody's touching my nuts either.
I might be. Oh, God.
No, thank you.
I asked her, I said, why are you getting pissed? She's like, it's fine. You're live. Like, oh, boy, it's fine. I got the it's fine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm fucked. Oh, boy. Might as well stay late tonight and keep drinking.
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Fuck you. No, you know what? You can go home. All right. And that's it. I've had enough of you being here.
All right.
Then we can play Fortnite. Trevor says he'll send me pictures of his taint to help me out. All right. Do it. Send them to Corey. He'll show me. But
haven't I been scarred with enough pictures?
No.
Yes.
No. You know, I mean, it's.
Let me see that thong, baby. That thong, the thong, thong, thong.
I like it when the beat go. Baby, make that booty go. What are you doing on your phone? What are you doing on your phone? You motherfucker. I know what he's doing. Son of a bitch. How did I know?
I saw you over there typing. I'm not an idiot. I mean, I am, but...
Well, I mean, you know.
What's up, Dad?
So...
This is probably our most messy podcast episode.
It really is. It's one of those, like, I don't even know what the fuck to talk about tonight. You know, there's no good news in the... Oh, Johnny Damon.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about Johnny Damon?
Yes, I did.
So he got stopped for the DUI.
Yep.
And he blew a 2... he blew a 2.0.
Yep.
0.20, excuse me. At 8:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Who the fuck blows a 0.20 on 8:30 in the morning?
Apparently Johnny Damon.
Yeah. So the legal limit is 0.08, and this motherfucker blew a 0.20. You know, like literally almost three times, these 2.5 times the legal limit at 8:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Like, so my question is, okay, was he that drunk at that time from partying all night? Which means he would have been even more shit-faced the night before. Or was he drinking all morning to get up to that point?
If he was drinking all morning, hey, that's a great morning.
Yeah, no shit.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, definitely. But, dude, could you imagine if it was from partying the night before and at 8:30 the next morning he blew the point too?
That'd be like, nuts.
Fuck.
That would be nuts.
That would have been a one fucking hell of a party, you know?
One rager.
Fucking rager.
Fucking rager, bud.
That was adorable. It was like a Vermont version of a Boston accent. It was cute. Don't worry. Yes. Oh, yeah. Why does Johnny Damon look like Geico Caveman with a concussion? He's right. He does. Johnny Damon does kind of look like a Geico Caveman. Although he was just in the movie Fever Pitch that I was watching the other day. Johnny Damon, you got the sweetest ass in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
He did have a pretty sweet ass.
It was a handful.
What was it? Plays like Judas, throws like Mary, betrays like Judas. Plays like, looks like Jesus, throws like Mary, and betrays like Judas. I saw a shirt like that.
It's true.
When he went from the Sox to the Yankees. Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You little bitch.
I had shirts that had Johnny Damon on it. I threw them away right away.
Yeah, fuck him. He's a bitch. He's a bitch.
Then he became a nobody.
Yeah. It's like everyone else. Pretty much everyone, when they leave the Sox, they become nobody at that point. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Pretty much everybody.
Which, I'm going to miss Benintendi.
I know, but you know what? I hope he plays like shit everywhere else.
I mean, I don't blame him, though.
I don't either, but
it's not his fault the Red Sox are idiots.
Dude, they get rid of everyone.
They do.
You know? It's...
They got rid of Mookie last year, Benintendi this year, JBJ might be next to go.
I don't know what they're doing.
Brock Holt?
Yeah.
He signed to a minor league deal.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Despite having multiple major league deals.
Did you ever see any explanation for that?
No.
Me neither.
Nope.
I have absolutely no clue why the hell he signed a minor league deal. Trevor was a Yankees fan?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Was? Not
he says, is? He said when he watched baseball, he was a Yankees fan.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't watch baseball anymore.
But it says he was. He'll always love Nomar Garcia-Para. I will give you credit on that. Nomar was a great. I loved Nomar.
I feel so bad for him, though. Getting traded halfway through the 2004 season.
Yeah.
For us to win it later that year.
Mm-hmm. He fought so hard. Guy. Like, it was fun, though, those years, where it was always like, you know, who was better, Nomar or, you know, Derek Jeter? There was always that battle back and forth. And I hate to say it, and I don't want to say it. Yeah, we just got to move on to the next topic.
I love Derek Jeter.
Me too. Derek Jeter is, yeah. Let me wash out my mouth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Derek Jeter, he's a classy guy. Like,
oh, absolutely.
He's, you know, as much as I fucking hate the Yankees, like almost to the point I want their plane to crash. Almost.
Wow.
I don't want him to die, just injuries.
All right.
You know? Like Manny Machado gets his fucking leg cut off. Yeah. You know? Things like that. But the thing was, though, it's like, it was... Jeter's one of those players that you love him, but you hate him.
Because he's on the rival team.
Yeah.
It's like if he were to come to the Red Sox.
That would have been awesome.
You would freaking show him your titties.
Mm-hmm. I'm fucking right I would.
You would show him your wang.
That's fucking right I would. That's Derek Jeter. And then when he's done laughing, I'd buy him a beer. You know? But then you have fucking A-Roid, A-Rod on the Yankees.
I can't stand him.
Although, I will say one thing about A-Rod. He gets some good-looking tail.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But, although, is it me or does his lips always look pink? Next time you see him, look at his lips. They look like he's wearing fucking, like, lip gloss all the fucking time.
He probably borrows it from J-Lo.
But probably. What about the Giambis? Jason Giambi? Don't like him.
And Jeremy, who was on the Red Sox for a little while. He was not the more popular one.
See, I don't like any Yankee players. The only Yankee player I liked is Derek Jeter. That's the only one.
Mariano Rivera.
Fuck him. Actually, fun fact about Mariano Rivera. I think I told you about this. So my cousin.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, my cousin. When she was in college, she went out to this boy at her college asked her out, I guess.
Yep.
And she went out with him, and she went out with him, I think, a couple times.
The heck was
the
that?
The fuck? And one of the times that they went out, she's like, hey, I guess he said, hey, you know, do you mind if my dad comes along with us and blah, blah, blah? And she's like, yeah, I don't care. So, because I guess his dad wanted to meet my cousin. And so they all went out to eat. And so my cousin, she asked the guy, like, why does everyone keep stopping and asking for your dad's autograph? And this boy was like, well, he's a baseball player. And she's like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah. And it was something along the lines like, who's he play for? And like, oh, he plays for the Yankees. She had no idea who he was. And here it was, she was going out with Mariano Rivera's son.
This is why I need to find myself a girl who likes sports.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I remember when I heard the story, I'm like, how the fuck do you not know who Mariano Rivera is?
Right.
You know? Like, seriously, and why the fuck did you break up with him? I don't give a shit if he's part of the Yankees. That means we can go to every Yankees and Sox games.
Hell yeah.
You know, we can walk into the stadium wearing the Yankee gear because we're going into his private box, and then right before first pitch, take that shit off, wipe our ass, and wear our Sox stuff.
Hell yeah.
Game on.
Hell yeah.
You know? I was like, fuck. It's just funny. She's like, why does everyone keep asking for your dad's autographs? Like, he's Mariano Rivera.
Yep.
She's like, okay. What the fuck's that mean? You know, she's like, I'm so-and-so. You know, but...
You know, it's funny. Trevor and I actually have a cousin. Who used to play for... The fuck? Who used to play for the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Hmm.
No, we have a cousin who... Sorry, I completely fucked that up.
So it must be a lie.
No, we have a cousin who... dated somebody that used to play for the Pawtucket Red Sox.
You're right. That is completely way off, like completely different than the first way the story went.
And that person that played for them was none other than Clay Buchholz.
No shit.
Yep. Yep, they broke up right before his no-hitter.
Was your cousin a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Was she hot?
Not answering that.
If she wasn't your cousin, was she hot?
I'm still not answering that.
Would I think she's hot?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Because I don't know.
You do know.
Listen, your cousin is hot.
Okay. I know you think that.
Hopefully she don't watch this.
I'm going to literally, I am going to clip that part out.
Yeah, you would.
And I am going to post that all over. I might even send it to her. So, Trevor, was your cousin that dated Clay Buchholz, was she hot? And can you send a picture if she was? So, how do you not know if I would think if she is or not?
Because I don't judge my cousins.
Oh. You don't judge your cousins.
Which cousin is it, Corey?
Kimberly.
You don't judge your cousins. You know, it's funny because you don't judge your cousins, but then...
What are you doing, Steve?
step bro.
Yeah.
Listen, if I had a stepsister, that'd be a whole different story.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Dude, wait, what? What did you just say?
What?
Oh my god. What is wrong with you? So is Kimberly hot or not? She's probably hot. Why did Trevor say she's probably hot?
Trevor's weird.
But probably? I'm really hung up on the probably part. So, all right, speaking of hot, tonight we fired up the pellet smoker and made the best fucking chicken on that. Chicken, mashed potatoes, cream corn, all homemade. It was a fucking meal fit for a king.
But what? It was only fed to us.
Wasn't it delicious?
Oh, it was so fucking good. I've missed it.
I know, me too.
I have missed it.
I did too, absolutely. So I want to see this cousin, see this Kimberly. Do you have a tit pic?
Tit pic?
I'm not going to ask for a dick pic. I want to see a tit pic.
Why the hell would I have a tit pic for my fucking cousin?
The same reason you have an asshole pic of the other girl.
Jesus. I mean, that other girl is not in my family.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Did she watch this?
I have no idea, and hopefully she doesn't.
I mean, it's, you know, you have a picture of this girl's asshole. You know? I mean, what? And I still want to know why your brother has a picture of it. And Trevor, you need to tell us why you had a picture.
Ooh, it's a long story.
Of that asshole on your phone.
I'm telling you right now. We'll wake him as we just said the name. Whatever.
We need to know why you had a picture of that asshole. That squeaky clean asshole on your phone. I still want to see the cousin.
I want to see the cousin.
Are you looking her up?
I'm not even friends with her on Facebook.
You're not?
Nope.
What the fuck? It's family.
So?
Oh, my God. Here I'm sitting, waiting, thinking that you're looking up pictures. What the fuck? I still really, really want to know.
What love is?
What love is. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
But, yeah. Dude, I'm like out of topics for this week. Like literally
this week. I think the only reason why we did this week was because of the beers.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been like not the best week for anything. It's just been crazy busy week at work. I don't know. I'm at a loss at this point.
I've sent out a lot of shit this week at my job, and not light shit either.
That heavy shit. I still, Trevor is not answering us why he has a picture of that girl's asshole on his phone. I think we have a right to know.
I think I have a right to know.
I think we have a right
to know.
Trust
me, if I know, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be fun to reveal the reason why on this.
I'm still trying to find that cousin. That sounds so weird.
Mm-hmm. My beer is gone. How's yours?
I have no idea.
All right, so Trevor says he borrowed her phone when he broke his and found those, so he gave them to a friend to hold on to. Did she know about it? She didn't know. That is awesome.
It makes me feel better.
Right? See, so you're not getting sloppy seconds from your brother.
Thank God.
Let's see. Nope. He says nope. let's see what else. Dude, I have nothing else. You know that? Do you?
I've had nothing all night.
Yeah, me neither. I think we're just kind of. I think we're just kind of at that point where, you know, it's just done for the night. Do you agree?
Yeah. My voice cracked there.
It did. It was adorable. It's like you're hitting puberty.
Yeah, finally.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Only like 10 years late. Or 13. I don't know when fucking puberty hits.
I don't know either. What?
I give up.
You give up?
I tried to find a picture, but then I swiped up once and then it went left.
Oh.
Or right.
Trevor, send us a picture. May not be getting sloppy seconds, but he wants to know how yummy it is.
Yeah, I do.
What? What? The fuck is that saying?
That was Trevor.
Oh. I don't know what he was saying.
Last name.
For the cousin?
Yeah.
He doesn't know the last name?
No.
Isn't it the same as yours?
No. We got three different last names in our family. Four different.
Oh. Well, actually, I can't say nothing. So do I. All right. I think we're going to just call it a night at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not our best podcast.
No, definitely not. He says he can send a pic of Jess Davenport.
Yeah, I'll pass.
It's a hard pass. So, all right, well.
Back in the day, yes. Currently, no.
Dude, what about that one chick that you're banging out in Vermont?
What about her?
She's still hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Right.
She's not bad. She went from like a 7 to like a 5. Maybe a 4. Oh.
Huh?
What? You don't like that.
Oh, I had an itch.
I thought you were saying she had a big gobbler hanging down, double chin and shit.
No.
Trevor says, oh, yes, our cousin is hot.
Sicko.
I don't believe you, Trevor. Is it a second cousin?
I don't know. I can't keep track of that shit.
So is it any one of your brother or your mother's or father's brothers? I need a better pick than that.
Well, that's all you're getting.
That's all I'm getting? Why?
Because I'm not friends with her on Facebook.
Oh, what the fuck? Dude, if it's a second cousin, it's okay. Yeah, that's not bad. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
Second or third, he says. Yep. It's perfectly okay to say that your cousin's hot if they're second and third.
Phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. That's the cousin?
That's another cousin.
Let me see that.
Nope.
No. I promise you.
Nope.
Just give me the name.
Not right now.
Fine. Dick. What cousin is that?
Huh?
Is it through marriage?
Nope.
It's gotta be.
Nope. Nope.
Dude, that's a hot cousin. That's a hot cousin right there. All right. So, yeah. I think we're at a point. It's just
Let's cut.
Yeah, we got to cut this. This is done. We're done for the night. Next week, we'll do a little more research and get.
This has been rough.
We'll be more prepared.
This has been really rough.
I might even delete this off YouTube and we'll start again next week. What do you say?
What about these beers?
Oh, fuck.
That's the only reason.
You're right. Well, you know what? After he watches the video, it's when we discuss the beers. Yeah.
Woo.
Yep, this was a rough night. With that being said, just remember one thing. It's only one thing you got to remember.
Don't base it off of this.
Yeah.
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
Exactly. Do that. Search us out.
Feel free to like, comment, and share Bradley, with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
That's on repeat, apparently. I just got an email the other day. We're on some other listening platform now, too.
Oh, snip.
Which I never heard of.
Ass.
Rough night.
Rough morning.
Oh, sweet. Fuck, I have no idea what the hell it is. So we're now also on... I lost the email. Verbal?
Abuse?
I think so.
Dude, I saw a video the other day that said harassment can also be verbal. And this dude walks up to another dude and he goes, "So, word around the office is you got a fat cock."
What? Really?
Yep.
Oh, good God. Trevor says, "Get more beers and redo it." This was not our proudest moment. So, yeah, it's
some
verbal.
Instances, the harassment may be verbal. Word around the office is you've got a fat cock.
What the fuck is that? Dude, that's already the word around my office about me.
Not me. Anywho.
So, yeah, so that's a new platform that's out. I don't get it. So this is a newer listening platform. And they emailed us saying, "Hey, we heard your podcast. We want you on our... listening platform." I was like, okay. Never fucking heard of it, but I mean, we're on verbal now.
All right.
So there you have it. We're on. Oh, God, that list is ever growing.
You just made the list.
You're fucking right. We made the list. We are currently on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Amazon. What are the other ones?
Pandora.
Verbal now. Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. I know there's more out there.
Just a whole lot.
Yeah, we're fucking everywhere. Okay, just listen to us.
Please.
You know, that's all there is to it. And word around the podcast is that Corey has a TikTok.
Amen.
Hey, come here.
Wait, right. No, it's pronounced TikTok.
Go freshen your breath.
No.
You know, you make the list when you drink the bubbly. Dude, I actually have bottles of champagne downstairs.
If he's coming here next weekend, I'll have a couple bottles of champagne.
Yes, let's get shit-faced and do the podcast next weekend.
Hell yeah. He wants to be part of it.
The podcast?
Yep.
I don't have a third camera. How's he nope. going to do that?
I have no idea. He could cuddle.
Yeah. I'm sure we can figure something out. We'll figure something out. So, all right. Well, with that being said, are you coming out, Trevor, next week? We'll figure it out. We will get the podcast going. But with that being said, don't judge us by this podcast, please.
This was our roughest one.
This was our roughest one. If you don't like it,
go watch our others.
Watch the other ones and just cruise through this one. And next week will be better, I promise. I hope. Anyways, have a wonderful knife.
And that's just an example of how this tonight has gone.
Yep.
How this tonight.
Yep. Have a wonderful night. Stay safe. Make good choices. I'm going to go drink more. Fuck this. I am out. Peace.